Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. A little bit of a notice to give you this morning. There will be a short break in our Thought for the Day morning studies now until May the 4th. So a couple of weeks after Easter, in which there will be no Thought for the Day, and we will resume as we look at Philemon on May the 4th. And today is a little bit of a bonus. This wasn't originally scheduled, but I thought it might be useful, particularly as it's Good Friday, to do a kind of a summary of the walkthrough that we've been conducting in Isaiah 53. And what I want to do is to actually bring that right the way through into the New Testament and see it through our new covenant eyes. Let's pray as we come to God's word. Our Father, we thank you for the exciting truths of your word, for the glorious way in which through centuries you have knitted this word together in the revelation of your truth and the showing to us who are privileged to be your children at the end of the ages, what it is that you were doing all the way through those Old Testament times. And we thank you for this chapter in Isaiah. Speak to us now, we pray, as we look at it from the perspective of what happened so many centuries afterwards. Speak to us of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So we're going to read this morning not from Isaiah 53, we're going to read from Acts chapter 8 and verse 26 to the end of that chapter. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasure of Candace, which means queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked. How can I, he said, unless someone explains it to me? So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants, for his life was taken from the earth? The eunuch asked Philip, tell me please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they travelled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here is water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized? And Philip, he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. So here we have it, Isaiah 53, centuries later, being used by God to open the eyes of an alien convert to the Jewish faith as to what it was that he was talking about through that prophet so many years before. So let's review very quickly what we have seen in Isaiah 53. We have noted a servant of God who is hated and rejected, who suffers agonizing torture and ridicule, who dies an excruciating, painful death undefended on a cross, who is believed to be accursed by God, and yet who is dealt with by God as if he was guilty when he was not, under the very will of God himself. and who substitutes himself for those who are under judgment, taking that judgment upon his own person, making himself a sin offering. And then we see that he rises somehow from death to be honoured and glorified by the God whom he has served in the salvation of those he died for. Many years later, there were another two on a road, a different road, who, when they had just seen Jesus, their imagined Messiah, dying on this cross, they were cast down and dejected, believing that it was all somehow sadly coming to an end and it had all crumbled around their ears. And they were surprised when Jesus was walking with him, not seeing him for who he was at first. But Jesus rebuked them. And here's what Jesus says in Luke 24, verses 25 and 26. How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Now hear this, did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? Nowhere do you see those truths more graphic than in Isaiah 53. And notice this, this is after the resurrection, after the disciples, the women first of all, followed by the other disciples, have been witnesses to the empty tomb. But Jesus does not rebuke these men for not believing the evidence. He rebukes them for not believing the promises of God. And I want to say to you this morning, if you're a Christian and you wonder where is the grounds of your certainty, yes, there is evidence. There is all kinds of support for what we believe about the death and the resurrection of Christ. But your certainty is in the Word of God. It is because God wrote these things into history so many years before and then performed and accomplished exactly what he had said he would do in the person of Jesus. That's where you can be sure that you are redeemed by him. And if you believe in him, that will never fall to the ground. You are his for eternity, and he will see you as his descendants in the faith that you have in him. So don't be foolish and misbelieve or disbelieve what God has said would most certainly happen. And in fact, in the writings that we have, we know that they in fact did happen. Why did the Ethiopian eunuch go on his way rejoicing? What possessed him to point to an oasis somewhere in the desert, a lake perhaps in the middle of to the side of the road, and say to Philip, look, here's water, I can be baptized, I can proclaim faith in Christ this very moment? It was the joy of discovering that these words in Isaiah spoke of this living Christ who Philip expounded and explained to him. Here is your Saviour on this Good Friday, the one who has died on the cross, the suffering servant, rejected by men, honoured by God. Glorify him this very day. Have a good day on this Good Friday. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we praise you for the blood of our Lord Jesus, for his broken body on that tree. We praise you because although he died in agony, and we should never rejoice in that, but we do rejoice because of what it means, that he suffered our punishment, our iniquities were laid on him, our sin was dealt with so finally that with his death, it is swept away and thrown into the tomb with him, and he rises to leave it behind, and it will bother us no more. So we let us praise you today, we pray, as we walk with you in his name. Amen.